Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive. Thanks for making us a part of your day here at the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Today we're joined with a very special guest, Dale Troop of Central Florida. He was the team captain of the Golden Knights this past season. Terrell, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm excited to have you on the show. As we were talking before we went live, you got the arrows all pointing up, and that's exactly where you want to be. You're coming off the East-West Shrine game, and for the listeners out there, I want to take this. What do you think about this quote? Romeo Crennel said, "He does what you tell him to do as a coach. That's exactly what you want from." I mean, what's that like when a guy like Romeo Crennel, you know, says such a positive thing about you?
It's really an honor, to be honest. Romeo Crennel was a great guy and a great coach, and I tried to listen to everything everyone had to say. I mean, I was trying to be a sponge and just taking all the information I could the whole week. So I get that a lot from my prior years at UCF with Coach O'Leary. You know, you got to do things by the book and by his way. So I'm used to having to do everything the coach asks, and I just took it to the East-West Shrine Week and just applied everything that I've already learned.
And you had a great East-West Shrine Week. I mean, you were very disruptive, you know, along the defensive line, causing havoc. What was it like for you, that whole experience?
It was a great experience. I finally got to go against a lot of the better players in the country, and I was a little anxious at first, but when we finally got out there and put on pads, it was a great time, and I felt right at home. So I really had fun.
Excellent. And the last game you played prior to that was the St. Petersburg Bowl. You guys, unfortunately, were on the wrong end of the Rutgers game, a 45-24 loss. So, like you said, you were anxious to get the pads back on. Was there anybody that you were looking forward to, you know, playing with or, like, maybe going up against to kind of, you know, check yourself out?
Honestly, no, I didn't. I didn't do too much to look into who I was going to be going against. Honestly, I just had in my mind that whoever I go against, I'm going to give them my best effort, and that's what I did all week. There was some great guys on our offensive line, and I got some great work in all week. So.
And obviously, I mean, you're a big man. You're about 3'10", 3'15", 6'3". I mean, what's it like, you know, playing Central Florida, East-West Shrine game? I mean, going up against double teams basically every game. I mean, is that draining?
It's a little draining, but it's fun. I've also said that I'm a nose tackle. I love the position. I love the contact, and I love going against two people every time. If I can win, that just makes me feel that much more better that I'm being two people instead of just one. So, I mean, it's not a glory position, but it's a great position to play because you help out your teammates a lot. So.
Excellent. We're talking with Terrell Troop, the Central Florida Golden Knights team captain here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Terrell, I mean, what's it like being named team captain? I mean, is that the best honor that a player could have?
I think so because at UCF, you're voted team captain by your fellow teammates. So, you have to have the majority vote, and for the guys to look at me as a captain was a great honor. I mean, I try to lead by example more than I do with using my words. I try to do the right thing on and off the field, and so for them guys to recognize that, was really an honor, and I'm still excited about being a team captain for them.
And after your name's called, I mean, how do they go about that? I mean, is that all done in one swift movement? You guys all vote, and then it's announced, or is it you guys vote, and then there's a little, you know, period where you got to wait and find out who's the captain?
Yeah, there's a little period that you have to wait, probably about 2 days. They have everybody do anonymous voting, so they tally it all up, and then they give it to us in a couple of days, and it was me, Corey Hogue, and Rocky Ross. It actually was three captains this year, so that was pretty cool.
Excellent. And, I mean, when you heard your name called, I mean, what was your reaction?
Like I said, I was really honored because that's saying a lot for the guys to vote me as a team captain. And after the team meeting, after the coach had announced the captains, I went around and said thank you to everyone, because, I mean, it's an honor, especially to be on Coach O'Leary's team, to be a team captain. You have to deal with a lot, so for the guys to pick me, I was really honored.
I mean, were there any days you just ever wanted to take off practice or kind of, you know, not put in 110% because you just might have been tired, but, you know, you knew you had that big C on your chest, so you knew you just couldn't let down?
Yeah, that too. You have the big C on your chest, but also when you get out on that practice field, everybody's beat up. It's a long season. We're very physical at practice, but when you get to practice and you start that stretch, and you have to loosen up in a hurry, because Coach O'Leary is not going to let anyone slack, and he says that every day. So you have to be mentally and physically ready for practice every day. It can't be any letdowns, because the coaches will get after you.
And then in a few weeks, you're going to be making your way to the scouting combine in Indianapolis. I think that's one of the finest, honors that, you know, a college kid could get, you know, trying to make his way to the next level. In preparation for Indy, I mean, where are you training? And are you trying to stay at your current weight? Are you trying to shed? Are you trying to gain?
I'm down in South Florida, Aventura, Florida. I'm training with Bomarito Performance Systems. It's been a long training period so far, but it's been great. I cut a few pounds. When I was in the East-West game, I was 310, but I'm making my way slowly back up to 315. And that's where I want to be, right around combine time. I want to be 315. So.
Excellent. And how about, I mean, when you hear the Ndamukong Suh and the Terrence Codys out there, sometimes you might get slighted when it comes to all the attention. Is that something you pay attention to and let it motivate you, or you just don't pay no attention at all to it?
I let it motivate me a little bit, but you can't pay attention to what everybody says about everyone else. I'm not the same type of player as Sue is. He's a great player, and so is Terrence Cody. I use it as motivation, but I've been overlooked so much. I'm kind of used to it. I was overlooked in high school going to college, and I was kind of overlooked in college. So, I mean, it's nothing new for me, so I just use it as more ammo for my motivation.
And now a little birdie told me that when you arrive in Indianapolis, there's a possibility that you could take your 315-pound frame and run a 40 under 5 seconds. I mean, is that a realistic thing?
Yes, it is a realistic thing. I'm going to try to make that happen. I'm working very hard every day on it. So hopefully I get it down there when it's time to perform.
So I mean you're gonna blow Indianapolis up, Darrell, if you run a 40 under 5 seconds. I mean, you know the attention you're gonna grab. I mean, if you perform that well, I mean, have you thought about that yet?
No, not really. Honestly, I'm prepared to perform well in all the categories, not just a 40 or anything. I think I'm overall good at everything they're going to take us through in the combine. So it's going to be a solid performance by myself, and hopefully that helps me in the long run.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Toel Troop, the Central Florida Golden Knights team captain. He was also invited to the East-West Shrine All-Star Game, and he's currently making his way in a few weeks to the scouting combine in Indianapolis, joining us tonight on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Terrell, I ask everybody that comes on the show the same question. If we put you under an NFL helmet and we didn't know that you were on the field playing, I mean, who are you going to resemble and remind us of the most?
Honestly, I really couldn't answer that question. I look at a lot of guys in the league, and I never really compare myself to them because they're on such a different level than I am. So I never have compared myself to anyone that's playing at the next level. I also try to learn stuff from guys at the next level by watching TV and watching games and stuff, but I never compare myself to anyone. So.
Excellent. I mean, in terms of your game, I mean, would you say you're kind of, I'm not saying reckless, but I can't really describe a word for it, but I mean, are you more, I mean, are we going to, when people turn on the game, I mean, are you going to stand out and they're going to see the physicality, the physical nature that you bring to the game?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely in our run game. I take pride in our in the run defense, no matter where I'm at, what team I've played for. That's always been a pride of me. I love stopping the run, but I also can get after the quarterback too when necessary and push the pocket. So you'll see violent hands and you'll see a violent, aggressive play from me all the time.
Excellent. And going through high school and growing up, I mean, were you always on the defensive line, or you know, do you ever play any other positions?
No, not really. I started playing football in ninth grade, and when I went to talk to my head coach, he stuck me at defensive tackle, and I've been there ever since.
So you definitely have. I mean, you take pride in this position. It really seems like, I mean, you love the physicality of being there, double team. You love it, don't you?
I love everything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can just feel this. I mean, talking to you over the phone, man, I can, you know, you can feel the passion that you have. I mean, I feel like I'm next to you and you're about to just take on two guys. You know, granted, they would murder me, but
I'm getting excited right now. You talking about it?
I'm telling you, man. You can feel it, man. There's not too many guys that come on the show where you just literally feel the passion of the position. Man, I can tell you. You're gonna go out and practice after the show, I think. So, excellent. We're speaking with Terrell Troop, who might be practicing after the show. He's currently heading to scouting combine. I love the passion, Terrell. I really do. In your downtime, I mean, this has got to be one of the most hectic years you're ever going to encounter in your life. I mean, from East-West Shrine to the scouting combines, the pro days, to private workouts with teams, you're constantly going to have to keep proving yourself over and over and over again. I mean, when you have a chance to relax and just, you know, get away from the game of football and all the training, I mean, what do you like doing in your downtime?
In my downtime, well, as of right now, I have homework because I'm still in school. I'm taking 12 hours online, so any downtime I get is really going to my homework. But other than that, I like to play video games. I'm a big fan of soccer, and I like to play FIFA on PlayStation 3. So.
Excellent. And did you ever play soccer?
No, I never played soccer. I didn't get into soccer until my freshman year of college, but I'm a big fan now, and I wish I could go back and play.
Excellent, excellent. That's some good stuff. So obviously you got to have some quick feet too. I mean, do you ever just toy around with the soccer ball? I mean, just having fun with it or anything like that?
You know, yes, definitely, all the time. I have a soccer ball in my room, and when I was at UCF, me and a few friends used to go outside all the time and kick the ball around. So.
Very nice. Are you excited for the World Cup coming this summer?
Yes, definitely. I wish I could go so bad, but I have so much on my plate. I know I can't go, but I will be watching it on TV.
Excellent. That's awesome. And we're talking with Terrell Troop, the Central Florida Golden Knight, who, besides being a standout nose tackle, also would like to be a soccer forward or soccer halfback. Terrell, before we let you go tonight, we always like to have a little fun with you guys with some simple one-liner questions. You ready to go with that?
Yes.
Excellent. Terrell, first down, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your nose tackle skills, what other talent could you showcase America?
Probably dance.
Dance? Pretty good dancer?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good dancer.
That's good. For being a big man like yourself, that's good to have the quick feet.
Yeah.
If you could take any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Laura London.
Laura London, very nice, very nice. And the final question before we let you go tonight, if you could go back to school and you could beat any team, who would you like to go back and defeat?
Any team that we played?
Anybody you want. You could beat a team that you didn't play.
I would probably say East Carolina. We came up short a lot of times against those guys, and I still remember all those games.
Excellent. Well, Terrell, we want to thank you for joining us tonight on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I'll be making my way to Indianapolis, so I'll see you there. Maybe we can kick the soccer ball around a bit.
That'll be fun, and I'll see you there.
Excellent. Thank you, Terrell. And that's Terrell Troop, Central Florida Golden Knight, and like I said, one of the top standouts in this upcoming NFL draft. Thanks for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.